So it is critical that we do not fail to meet with God. We've got to pay attention, however, to, well, to spiritual fatigue, but also we have to pay attention to physical fatigue. It's why God put a law in there about this Sabbath day. Anybody ever heard of that? Sabbath day? Yeah. Now, you know, God obviously knows best, right? I mean, God created us, so God knows how we're wired, and so God says, you know what? You need a day of rest for every six or five, whatever it is that you work. So, you know, we're wired for this. We need to one day turn it off. We need to reboot. We need to refresh, however that is with you, so that we're good for the next 6 days. People weren't made for the Sabbath. Sabbath was made for people. And the literal Sabbath is Saturday. The literal Sabbath is Saturday. And so that's the seventh day of the week. And so I call that day my Sabbath day. And I do my best. It doesn't work out many times. But I do my best to take that as my Sabbath day. And yesterday I spent it with about 10, 9, 10, and 11-year-olds at the house. But it was so much fun. Welcome to your world, yeah. Sabbath was made for the health and the renewal of people's health. Part of the Sabbath principle, though, in our life is diet, isn't it? It's interesting to me that the Bible lifts up so much about what we should and should not eat. And, you know, as I was thinking about this, actually I've believed this for a long time, but it just kind of made me remember. Have you ever, well, what happens to meat after 3 days of not being refrigerated? Yeah. You know, folks back in when the law was given in the Old Testament, they didn't know these things. And what would have happened if they would eat rancid meat? They'd get sick. Of course, they just go to the hospital, right? No. So it is important. The stuff in the Bible about what our diet should be is there for a reason. Now, we all know now that if you leave chicken sitting out on the counter for 3 days, you better not eat it. Sometimes you have trouble when it's fresh, right? Got to cook it well, right? Well, they didn't know that back then, and so laws were given about diets and how to cook things and how long you can keep something before you need to throw it out. So it's interesting to me that today we know that, but yet you know as well as I do, there's a book out now, I think it's called The Biblical Diet or something like that, The Diet of the Bible, but essentially that's what it talks about. And it talks about those dietary laws in the Bible and what we should eat and what we shouldn't eat and how much we should eat, right? Because today, what is our problem? It's not eating meat after 3 days, or at least it better not be with our society, but what is it? Too much fat, right? Too many calories, too much sugar, right? So you know, the Bible was written with these things because it is best for us, although it's a boring diet stuff in the Old Testament. Many times it's good to read that. Exercise, obviously, is critical. Here's a situation where a man in the Bible shows his fatigue. Elijah. He was a great man of faith. And he did the same thing. He kept going like he was the bionic man. Anybody remember the Million Dollar Man? Man, I love that show. I'm sure I'd look at it now and laugh. But you know, back whenever I was 8 or whatever it was an awesome show, right? But this fatigue snuck up on him, and he had a showdown, remember, with the prophets of Baal. Do you remember this showdown? And he was on an intense travel schedule. So he had this showdown with the prophets of Baal, and then he went on this intense travel schedule. And we read right after he had this fight with the prophets, he traveled 20 miles. Now, okay, 20 miles today, what? You know, not very far, right? But if you're walking, that's 1 or 2 day trip, right? I don't even know. What is that? Anybody know?